I'll tell you what, holiday weeks sure can be challenging for us sales folks. And guess what? I have an alternate plan for you to consider. And we're going to be going there in this week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 50,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. This week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast is brought to you by our brand spanking new sales training program. I'm going to be talking all about it at the end of the podcast. If you'd like to have a look at it now, feel free to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/get-started. yoursalesplaybook.com/get-started. And speaking of getting started, before we get started, I have a little bit of an announcement to make. We're going to be doing a webinar this Wednesday, November 24th, from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I decided to pick a topic that, you know, I thought might hit home with you guys. And we're going to be talking all about 10 must-have prospecting tactics that are going to really enable you to try some different things. I think a lot of us in sales are very guilty of doing the same things over and over again. You know, the whole deal, like the definition of insanity, doing the same things again and again and again and expecting a different result. The other reason why I chose to do this on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, here in the US anyway, is that so many of us run into this whole thing with that Wednesday. You know, really, what's the best thing for me to be doing today? And I know a lot of you guys feel challenged with, you know, people mentally checking out on you. You might be a little mentally checked out. You might feel, well, it's really not a good day to be, you know, prospecting and everything. So I thought one of the things that might help you that day is maybe do a little training, right? For an hour. Hang out with me for a change, right? We always get along. We always have a good time. But if you'd like to learn more about the webinar, you're really going to want to do it soon. It's filling up rather quickly. You might want to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/10tactics. yoursalesplaybook.com/10tactics. And it's the number 10. I'm not spelling out 10 as in 10 tactics. yoursalesplaybook.com/10tactics. So our topic today is really along the same lines in a way, right? I said, you know, a lot of people are quite challenged the entire week of Thanksgiving and while we're at it, during a lot of holiday weeks. And just to kind of repeat what I said before, because you might have been tuning me out because, hey, he's giving us a sales pitch, trying to get us into his webinar. So now that that's done, man, I want to say it again, just so that we're all on the same page here. I know what you guys go through anytime there's a holiday week because I'm right there in the trenches with you. I sell every single day. I am a one-man act at Castain Training Systems. And I know that feeling of, you know, it's kind of pointless to cold call people because they're not answering their phone that day. I mean, I happen to disagree, but, you know, I know the feeling. I know that a lot of you feel, well, you know, I'm just kind of, I want to slow down. But I have kind of an idea for you here that we can kick around. And it's an exercise that up until about 6 months ago, I only shared it with all my coaching clients. And about 6 months ago, I actually shared it on a podcast. And I want to share it again. And it's called, I usually refer to it as the 10 things exercise, the 10 things exercise. And what a creative genius I am calling it the creative things exercise. I didn't know what the hell to call it, because what we're doing here with this exercise is we're identifying 10 things that we want to accomplish within a certain amount of time. Traditionally, I've taught this as something to do at the end of every month and planning for the next month. So say at the end of November, identifying 10 things for the entire month of December. But you see, we're going to change shit up a little bit today. And what I want you to do instead with this exercise is to identify 10 things that you want to get done Thanksgiving week. And you can define what that Thanksgiving week looks like. Is your Thanksgiving week going to be Monday to Wednesday, and those 10 things must be accomplished by the end of business, whenever that is for you, on that Wednesday? Is it going to be, nah, it's going to be Friday, because, you know, I'm going to do a little work on Friday, not going to work Thursday. I might even put a little work in, you know, when I'm digesting all that damn turkey and lasagna, if you're Italian, and man, I'm getting hungry and getting nervous at the same time, all that damn food hitting Uncle Paul's big belly at the same time. But however way you want to define that week, it could be through the weekend. That's fine too. But a few ideas to get you thinking about what these 10 things might consist of. How about 10 things that you've been putting off forever? You know, the kind of things that you have, those things, man, if only I had a little more time, or I never really have the time to do these things. You know what? When things slow down, I'm going to do that. Well, guess what? Oh my gosh. Things kind of slow down during a holiday week, no? Finally, no more room for excuses, man. Now you can do it. So that's one thing you could do. 10 things that you've been putting off for a while. It could also be, 10 things to maybe help you get a jump. You ready for this? On your 2022 goals. If you've been listening to me for these last, I think it's about a month and a half now, my big message in the podcast has been, why in the hell would you wait until 2022 to get started on your 2022 goals? Will you please tell me who sold you that line of bullshit so I can go over there and insult them for effing with your mind? There is no rule that states we must wait until the new year to get going on our new year's goals. But, you know, a lot of people confuse planning with getting going. A lot of people confuse that. And planning is important. You got to identify your goals, got to have a plan. But I don't know, man. I think it's kind of important we get up off our ass, get going, get the uniform dirty, get in the freaking game. And that's what I'm saying here. You know, I'm hoping by now that you've already planned some of your goals for the year, but you could certainly get going on some things for 2022. Now, when you do this 10 things exercise, one of the things that I want you to consider is having a fire starter item or items. Fire starter items. What is this? What is this thing, pray tell? A fire starter item is something that you can readily do and just gets that fire burning, baby. It gets you off your ass. It gets you moving. Now, why is it important to get moving? And why do I call this a fire starter? Because, you know, once you get the fire going, man, you just kind of keep it going. You can build that fire, but you got to get the fire going. Very interesting. Well, actually, I'm going to hold off on the very interesting thing, because I do have something really kind of cool to tell you about this. But actually, no, screw it. I'm going to do it now. You know, there was actually some studies that have been done. And as far back as I can remember, it was probably like 2014, maybe 2013. Some very interesting studies were coming out with regard to to-do lists. And they found that the act of checking something off a list. Released both, right? It's both. Dopamine and, you know, endorphins. Now, if you're not familiar with them, I'm certainly no medical genius here or, you know, one that studied anatomy. But what's very interesting about, say, you know, dopamine, right, and those endorphins and all that, it's really the equivalent of a runner's high. It makes you feel very, very good. Now, I want you to think back to that feeling when you're checking items off a checklist. Or, you know, maybe you had an informal type of to-do list. You know, today before the end of the day, I want to clean out the attic. I want to get the Christmas lights up. I want to do this, whatever. And as you do each item, you're like, all right, man, let's bring it on, man. And it's almost like that fuel now starts cranking in. It's like afterburners that gives you a lot of energy. And here's the cool thing, man, when you have a lot of energy, but particularly when you feel good about something, isn't it easier now to do more things because you want to keep feeling good? So it just becomes this whole kick-ass frenzy, right? And that's what we want here. So you want to have some fire starter items on there to get that fire going, get things going. So what the hell would a fire starter type thing? You know, it's got to be something real simple. Maybe I'll give you one example. I'll give you a few examples, actually, of a fire starter thing. Recently, I wanted to change the tagline over on my LinkedIn profile. I knew it was going to take me, even if I get like a writer's block, so I wanted to do something creative, it was going to take me no more than like 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes if I was really off my game that day. That's a fire starter type of thing where it's just bang. Now you don't, in the 10 things exercise, you obviously don't want to have 10 things like that because you're really not going to accomplish dick. So you don't want to do that, but you need something to get it going. Another example of a fire starter exercise. Maybe there's an email you just want to send out. It's not going to take you long to do it. Yes, for whatever reason you've been putting it off and you want to crank it out. That's a fire starter type of thing. All right. Now, I'm going to be wrapping this up in a minute because there's really not a lot to this, nor do I want to complicate it and turn it into some, you know, hour and a half podcast where we're kind of making a bigger deal out of something quite simple. I want to keep it very, very simple with you today. But, you know, what I do in terms of my 10 things exercises and what I do with my coaching clients is that I encourage everyone to keep a notebook. And this is where an old school notebook, I don't mean like, I really don't, pardon me, want this to be something where we're utilizing technology. Technology will be a part of it, and I'll share that part with you in a few minutes. But for now, we're going old school, baby. And I want you to just get a simple notebook. And you're going to start this notebook off this week by identifying 10 things that you want to get done by the end of the week, by Wednesday, whatever it is, right? And obviously, as you go on, you're going to check the items off the list. Now, I'm hoping that you like this exercise and you see the value in it. Then after this, anytime you do the 10 things exercise, which I think, you know, or one of the ways you can utilize it then would be on a monthly basis, but make sure you make a note to self to do this exercise again the week between Christmas and New Year's, because that's traditionally a really shitty week when it comes to productivity, right? So, and you might be tempted to walk around the office like the Walking Dead, and I don't know what to do with myself, and everybody's mentally checked out, and I don't want you doing that. I want you to actually do something productive. So what I'm proposing is that you do this then as well, but you write it in the notebook. Now, why would I possibly tell you to do this in a notebook? Well, there is something very interesting that occurs when you do it in the notebook. And it gives you a history of the tasks that you've been focusing on. And I think that's important. I think it's a lot like handing in your scrap paper that you use. You know, remember when you took math and you effed it up like I did? I hope there's others like me out there. I mean, we got to start a support group. especially on the shit that you never you knew you would never use in your life. Like, I really don't need to know about, see, that's how good I was at it. I can't remember what the hell, you know, parallelograms and shit. I really didn't get it then. I don't get it now. Kind of cluttered up a lot of effing brain space on stupid shit. But anyway, I digress. I guess that's something for me and my therapist, right? We can stop talking about mom for a while. We can talk about that. But I mean, but seriously, you know, it's it will help you see what you've been focusing on. It's like that scrap paper. So if you're not getting a result you want, wouldn't it be nice to know that you marked your path? Oh shit, for the last 3 weeks I've been focusing on stupid shit. I'm not, you know, my goal this year, say, is to build up my podcast. And, you know, only one item of my 10 things was on, like, podcast related. Everything else was LinkedIn and blog and Twitter and everything. Do you know what I'm saying? We can get kind of caught up. And it kind of gives you that hindsight, it's 2020 kind of vibe. So that's one of the reasons why you do it. But I also think it's a good insurance policy, because when you have goals, and especially when you have those big, fat, juicy freaking goals, man, that are going to stretch you, and you know you've got some work ahead of you, there may come some time when you're like, geez, man, I'm not getting that result I wanted. You know, this really sucks or whatever. So not only now can you see what you've been focusing on, but how cool would it be to go thumbing through the pages of several months of those 10 things exercises? Hell, maybe you even decide not to, you know, you don't want to go with this once a month. You want to do this every freaking week. You want to have 10 things. And now you're 6 months in. And you're looking at 6 months in at, you know, 10 things a week. Man, that's a lot of action items, right? It's going to make you feel good. You're going to know, all right, look, I can see I've been focusing on the right stuff. I've got several months of this. Look at all these things that I've done and accomplished. I got check marks next to it. All right, maybe I need to just chill. It's all going to happen. But like I said, it could just really help you get back on point. So that's kind of what I have for you. There's a lot of things I feel you can be doing during a holiday week. But if right now you listen to this and say, holy shit, man, I think he's onto something, just identify 10 things. Now, obviously, again, I want to reinforce something here, because whether you decide to make this something that you're going to do, you know, Monday through the following Sunday or whatever the hell, Monday through Wednesday, Monday through Friday, whatever it is, you obviously can't have 10 things that are going to be the equivalent of having to, you know, travel, you know, the world. You do need at least 1 to 2 fire starters, things you could just quickly do and feel those endorphins being released and saying, wow, man, this feels freaking amazing. I want more. You need some other things that, all right, you know, I can bang out in an hour or 4 or 5 hours or whatever. But this is how you set yourself up. You ready for this? You're not going to just be set up to feel good as you go along with that dopamine and endorphins, right? You're not going to be just set up like, okay, when I check this item off the list. I want you to realize something. What if you set that goal right now while you're listening to this? You say, you know what? Paul's on to something. I'm going to do this. And you do every one of those 10 things by this time next week when you listen to the next episode of the Sales Playbook podcast. You think you're going to feel better or worse than you do now? I think you're going to feel better. And when you feel better, it's easier to get that, you know, you got that positive momentum going. Now you can get more shit done. So that's what I have for you folks. Before you go, don't forget, we've got that webinar coming up this week that where we're going to be focusing on 10 must-have prospecting tactics. You can access that or get more information by going to yoursalesplaybook.com/10tactics. And last but not least, you know, I'm awfully proud of the new sales training program that we've launched. And the reason why is because I feel that it combines the best of two incredible worlds, for salespeople and training, right? One world is that training world, right? The other world is the one-on-one aspect of sales coaching. Because what happens in this program is that there will be modules that you do on your own, and they will be based on the areas that you and I flag for improvement during a really cool interactive session that's just me and you. It's not going to be you and 10,000 other people on a webinar or something. It's going to be me and you old schooling it on a little something, something called the phone conversation. But I call it the sales X-ray process, where it's essentially a SWOT analysis, but customized for salespeople and really on steroids. So we're going to be looking at different aspects of your skill level. And by the end of it, we're going to identify the qualities that you feel you need to have in order to have a kick-ass 2022. Right? Or 2022, because that shit sounded awkward before. And what we're going to do once we start doing the actual training is that I have online modules for you, but then you and I will also meet one-on-one. The other cool thing about this is that the way I describe one of the benefits of this is that there is a sort of a help desk functionality that I've built in, because one of the things that's wrong with training and even sales coaching is kind of, okay, well, what happens outside the classroom if I have a question for the instructor? Or what happens if I have a question outside of that one-on-one coaching session for my sales coach? For a lot of salespeople, the answer is you're shit out of luck, because a lot of people don't make themselves available to you outside the classroom or outside the coaching session. You have that availability with me, so that if you have a question or you want to bounce something off of me, you can get in touch with me, and I'm going to give you support outside of the classroom, outside of the coaching session. Pardon me. The other thing is that there's also a high level of accountability, because that's another issue too, that during a coaching session, it's very easy to hold somebody accountable, right? A lot of sales coaches don't, by the way. They really don't. They just want to make sure they get their check, and you know, they don't want to piss you off, because you get pissed off, you're not going to come back. Also, with a lot of training programs, it's more of a lecture than it is an interaction and accountability, right? You can kind of hide in there and just, you know, do other shit. Not on my watch. So what I do at the end of every session, and even at the end of the online modules that you'll be going through, is I have assignments that are due 1 week later. So this way we avoid what I think every one of us did in college, and that's like waiting until the night before the homework is due to do it. If I'm giving you homework, it's not because I want to be a prick. It's because I want you to actually start doing the things. And I think that is a fundamental problem with a lot of training that's out there right now, and certainly with a lot of coaching relationships. You could have a great coaching session. You could have a great training session. But if you're not out there working that new skill, you're just consuming, right? So that's what we try to add into it. But anyway, if you'd like to learn more, I think the timing is right for a lot of reasons. First of all, I think you should get going now on, you know, your 2022 goals. Don't wait till January. Everybody does that. The other reason why I think you should get on it now is because we're going through a price increase. I haven't raised my prices since before the pandemic. I didn't think it was appropriate last year to do it. But going into 2022, I'm going to be raising the prices on a lot of things, especially my one-on-one program that I have that I've been talking to you about today. So if you'd like to learn more about this new program that we have that combines both the one-on-one aspect as well as the classroom setting, simply go to yoursalesplaybook.com/get-started. All lowercase, all one word, yoursalesplaybook.com/get-started. With that, I'm Paul Castain. coughing in your ear from yoursalesplaybook.com. I'm not only wishing you an awesome week ahead, I also want to wish all of us in the U.S. a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving. God bless everyone.